Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Israeli warplanes pounded Syria as troops reportedly advance deeper into the country. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israel said on Tuesday it had bombed more than 350 military sites in Syria during the previous 48-hour period, targeting weapons stockpiles in the country. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the wave of strikes are necessary to keep the weapons from being used against Israel following the Syrian government's stunning collapse. Meanwhile, on Wednesday, the insurgents who overthrew the Syrian government now say they've wrested control of the eastern city of Deir el-Zour. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will head to Jordan and Turkey on Wednesday for talks on Syria, the Department of State said, after Syrian rebels toppled autocrat President Bashar al-Assad over the weekend. Palestinian medical officials say Israeli strikes on the Gaza Strip have killed at least 29 people. One of the strikes hit a home where displaced people were sheltering in the isolated north, killing 19, according to the nearby Kamal Adwan Hospital, which received the bodies early Wednesday. There was no immediate comment from the Israeli military. The ex-defense chief in South Korea tried to kill himself after being arrested over martial law. VOA's Richard Green reports.
The head of South Korea's correctional service told lawmakers Wednesday that officers at a detention center in Seoul stopped Kim Jong-un from killing himself the previous night. Kim was arrested early Wednesday on allegations of playing a key role in a rebellion and committing abuse of power. He became the first person formally arrested over the martial law decree imposed by President Yoon Suk-yeol on December 3rd. South Korea's two top police officials were also arrested on Wednesday. They are accused of deploying security forces to parliament to block lawmakers from voting. The cabinet rescinded Yoon's order after just 6 hours. Richard Green, VOA News.